Test 65, Section 3, Question 5. And it says the conclusion is supported if which one of the following is assumed to hold or principled. So this is a principle strengthened. So it's a strengthen with a principle. And it says the case before me involves a plaintiff and three co-defendants. So plaintiff, three co-defendants. The plaintiff has applied to the court for an order permitting her to question each defendant without their co-defendants or their co-defendants' legal counsel being present. So they just want to question the co-defendants themselves. Each two of the co-defendants, however, share the same legal counsel. So two of them share the same legal counsel. She wants them just by themselves and their attorney, but not with the other people or the other people's attorneys. So it's saying, but two of them have the same attorney. The court will not order any co-defendant to find new legal counsel. So it can't find new legal counsel. Therefore, the order requested by the plaintiff cannot be granted. So the order cannot be granted. And here we're looking for a principle that's going to strengthen this. And this one was kind of complex enough that I wasn't 100% sure. But it basically is saying that because two of them share the same attorney, that there's no way to have each of them questioned without someone else's attorney because, well, someone else has the same attorney. And you can't order them to find new counsel. And here I thought, well, I mean, I guess it's also assuming that they have to be questioned with their legal counsel. So that was kind of an assumption. So maybe. A court cannot issue an order that forces legal counsel to disclose information revealed by a client. Well, I don't think there was anything about that's not really about whether you're going to force disclosure. Defendants have the right to have their legal counsel present when being questioned. And this seems pretty good, because this is kind of the assumption is that your own legal counsel is going to be there when you're questioned. Because if not, well, then just don't let any attorneys in and you'll be fine. So B is good. People being questioned in legal proceedings may refuse to answer questions that are self-incriminating. It's not about refusal to answer questions. A plaintiff in a legal case should never be granted a right that is denied to a defendant. It's not about who has a right versus who doesn't. And then a defendant's legal counsel has the right to question the plaintiff. Well, that's about the defendant's counsel questioning the plaintiff, not about the plaintiff questioning the defense. And so therefore, answer choice B would be our correct answer.